This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. This episode does not feature Mike Falzone.
Hi, I'm Mike Falzone.
Alana Ficus is with us today. First appearance on Dynamic Banter. Alana is my girlfriend, and she's a sweet gal I've known for a very long time. And you're a sweet little muffin.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, Alana.
Oh, thank you very much.
How many episodes have you listened to?
Maybe like 9.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
It's more like...
Did I catch ya?
No, it's more like which topic, because the topics, you kind of don't know where they came from, which one. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I absolutely know what you mean. I never remember anything. I never remember what any... I go to the subreddit, and people are like, remember that one bit where they go like this? And I'm like, nope, I certainly don't. I don't remember any of that shit.
I liked your motivational one.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah, Mike and I got real serious on that one.
But it was good serious. It wasn't too much.
Oh, wow. I just went to the subreddit, and there is a...
Penguin in roller skates.
There's a wiki featuring a bit glossary.
No.
Wow, no way. Let me see what this is. No fucking way.
Please
welcome
share.
To the Dynamic Banter Wiki. If you'd like to access to edit stuff, blah, 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 blah. This wiki is a pretty good format. The bit glossary. A big list of the show's best bits.
Mm-hmm.
The bit glossary, okay. Is there just nothing in it yet? There's nothing in it yet.
Somebody made it, but they're like, I'm tired now. Somebody else fill it in.
Update this with links and stuff up to episode 93. I don't see anything.
Are you in Chrome?
Yeah.
Oh.
The bit glossary. I click it. Oh, here we go. Holy shit. This is insane. This is like... This is too much work. Who did this?
Tell it.
Big thank you to underscore user James for spending way too much of his life compiling this list of solid bits from the Dynamic Banter podcast. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Wow, yeah, it sends me to a Google Drive link.
Whoa.
And it's every fucking bit.
Is it dangerous to let other people in your Google Drive who are strangers?
Well, this isn't my Google Drive. It's just like a view only.
Oh, there's
link.
A view. I'm not good at Google Drive.
If you'd like to get access to edit this page, just send a Leal message over to Owl by Night with some form of proof that you're not a body boy. Just click on the episode links to listen on Art19. Wow, there's a format key. If it's bold, it's a legendary bit. HR means it's a history road. This is insane. And there's time codes for everything.
Oh, my God.
History Road. The first episode, there's recording in bars, Aerosmith is late for the show, and the Ellen impression slash ride. Episode 2, bowling. This is insane. Talking during triple bypass surgery. Abraham Lincoln. That's a classic bit. Oh, man, episode 3 is about the crazy lady. That's early shit.
The one in your apartment?
Yeah.
The crazy or the next level?
There's a...
Agoraphobic or wizard lady?
Wizard.
Okay.
Have you seen The Wizard?
Yeah, remember she was on the balcony one time and you were like, look. And she looked like an archetype ghost.
Yeah, she looks... Yeah, she's a terrifying person. Mike and I decided to stop talking about her because it started to border on, like, bullying.
Oh, yeah, that's not okay.
And it started to border on us, like, you know, being mean to someone who's obviously not okay. So we had to stop. We didn't feel so good about it anymore. I don't know if we ever said that's why we stopped talking about it, but that's why we stopped talking about it. Episode 9 has The Babbling Brook.
Oh.
Should this just be a clip show? We could just go to these time codes.
Oh my God.
So easily.
Clip show. I think you should send this person a home baked pie.
I think we should give them a fucking Dynamic Banter t-shirt or something.
At least.
Isn't this insane? This is insane, sir.
Wait, Shtiebe, if they're listening, how can they contact you?
Email.
Oh, Amy.
Via email. Don't be a dumb Dorcas. Don't be a Drangus.
Get your fingers out of your butthole.
Okay, let's see. The Babbling Brook is a good one. Let's go to episode 9. Episode 9 is titled, I Thought We Had Done the Weirdest One. All right. Wow. Clip show time. Welcome to the clip show, Alana. Okay, let's go to the time code. What's the time code? 29. Let's see how accurate this is. I'm going to test you guys that are making this shit. 27, 28. Okay, here, I'll start here.
Flares. However, when Ferdinand is led to the ring.
Oh, this is when we talked about
he
Ferdinand.
He is delighted
the
by the flowers in the lady's hair and lies down in the middle of the ring to enjoy them. Upsetting and disappointing everyone. Ferdinand is sent back to his pasture, where to this day, he is still smelling flares.
Wow.
How I thought that was going to end in a way sadder way, and then it didn't. That bull just wanted to do what that bull liked to do. He wanted to smell flares. This would have been perfect.
I was trying so hard. I was trying so fucking hard. I stopped the podcast to get this thing working to do it again.
You stopped it?
I stopped it.
While I was reading?
No. After. Like, between this song and the second, it wasn't this song.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So that's that.
Here it is. This is Babbling Brook.
What's that, water?
I have to pee.
Listen. What's that, Babbling? Babbling Brook?
What else did you learn
about
Ferdinand? I
feel like I'm lost.
What else did you learn about Ferdinand, Mike? What else does it say about him?
There must be some dope flares in Spain. Because this motherfucker, he was given all the fame and the glory and the power of being a mad bull in the bullfights and fighting the bullfighter in the middle of the bullfights. And all he wanted to do, smell flares.
What do we think the moral of the story is?
Smell flares if you like smelling flares. Don't feel pressured into getting up in them bullfight guts.
What happened at the end of the story, Mike?
He smelled flares. And they sent him out to the pasture. You know what he was doing? You know what he was doing there?
To this day?
Till this day. Alan Flares.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I do feel like we just maybe had this conversation. Did you know it was published in 1936? Good. Yeah, we need that louder.
I'm going to pause it for a sec. This might be the beginning of when I started blasting audio for Mike.
Blasting.
Yeah, a problem that we had with Dynamic Banter, which is actually quite controversial.
Okay.
Is that at times it's too loud.
Like, you mean this is a report back problem? Like, people are reporting back being
yes,
like, turn
but,
it down.
But more so than people, Mike. Mike has been reporting. This has been Mike. Mike came to me as a friend outside of the podcast and was like, it's too loud.
But that's my biggest complaint about podcasts. They're too quiet.
Exactly.
How are you going to listen in the shower?
Okay, so this is we shouldn't get too deeply into this because Mike can't
defend himself.
But this is what I will say. Mike's right and he's also wrong.
Now, isn't that everyone?
Here's why he's right. There is a difference between a podcast being loud enough for you to adjust the volume to your liking, mm-hmm. which means you can make it loud, very loud, and it will be very loud. Mm-hmm. You can make it quiet, and it will be quiet. Mm-hmm. You can make it right in the middle, and it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly difficult to do that. Because that's, I mean, it shouldn't be.
People go to college for that.
Really, you should be, I mean.
Right, you should break rooster teeth.
You should write Rooster Teeth.
You should write a letter to Rooster Teeth about it, because they actually know the secret.
This is the thing. You can learn what decibel level something should be around, and you will probably hit a good sweet spot by doing that. Mm-hmm. The problem is that there's a lot of yelling!
Between 6 and 12.
I don't know, man. I don't want to do math. I'm not good at math. But this is what I'll say. I blasted out Mike's ears too many times on this podcast.
And he came to as a friend?
And it's definitely worse for Mike because he's hearing the source audio. And at least when it gets to the audience, it's like EQ'd a little bit. It's like normalized.
Mm-hmm. You can tone it down or tone it up to your liking as well.
I don't do much. You certainly can, but I don't do much. But Mike came to me, yeah, and was like, it's too loud. And I think, audience, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we even did an episode where we, like, candidly talked about it. And it, like, got very heated. And it got, like, real.
Really?
Yeah.
It got... Do you think he listens to it to go to sleep at night and just gets woken up by your shouting?
I don't think he listens to it.
Then how is he gonna know?
Because I also don't listen to it. I perform it.
No, I'm aware.
You know what I mean?
We are the performer.
We're creating it. So there's no need to listen again.
But he's just bothered in the creation process levels then?
Yes, he's bothered when he's sitting where you are and I blast him with audio.
I feel like that's a seminar series.
So here's the thing though, just for you, okay. Alana.
Just for me.
Because the audience is all, they already know all this, so I don't want to bore them. But for you to know, basically we came to the conclusion that... that I would just be careful and try my best to not blast him out.
Wow, what a
conclusion. And I think I've done good so far. I think I've done well. But here's the thing. Mike, I got upset because this is... I'm doing a unique thing, I think, by blasting the audio. It's one of my signature things that I do because I'm in control of the audio of the podcast.
You just do obnoxiously loud things at weird moments.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's very funny. And a lot of people would agree with me, which brings me to my next point. I put a survey. I did a
Twitter survey.
A Twitter survey. And I was like, is it too loud? This is it. Definitively, is the podcast too loud?
And?
I said, is it too loud? I said, is the podcast too loud? And the options were yes, no, and louder. And I think louder was like really high. Like the percentage was very high. And then there were a lot of people that were just like, please try not to blast my ears out. And there was kind of like, was definitely an amount of people that were like, too loud, please. Don't make it as loud. And then there were people that were like, we want it louder. It's hilarious.
But that's you doing a survey on your Twitter.
We did it on the Dynamic Banter Twitter account.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. But it came down to this. It came down to me being a friend and saying, I don't want to hurt my friend. If it's actually hurting my friend, then that's my whole thing about bits. I like doing bits until it hurts somebody. And if it hurts somebody, that's not a good bit.
That's a life lesson. That's a life motto.
Yeah. Don't hurt somebody with your bits. That's all I want to do. I want to get through life making people laugh without hurting people.
Oh my God. Do bits from Love Island. Do bits.
We're not talking about Love Island. Anyway, I think this clip is the first time I started blasting Mike out. And I think he liked it at first. But this was the
beginning.
I really think when you say
blasting Mike, you're not talking about the audio.
Oh, I blasted him with sperm.
He liked it.
You need the Babbling Brook music louder.
Well, now you know about Ferdinand the Wolf.
Wolf. Things got weird on this.
I believe he was a bull. I believe this particular Ferdinand was a bull. You might be confusing him. Some. What else?
Oh.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you can tell this is the first time I started messing with the audio for Mike. Because he thinks it's funny that it just disappeared. The music just disappeared. And I was obviously doing it to make him laugh.
Uh-huh.
He was reacting exactly the way I wanted someone to react. Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
If Mike had not reacted the way that he did to me blasting the audio and bringing it down and fucking around with it, I would probably never done it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it made him laugh so much and it made me laugh so much and the audience ended up really liking it, I had to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I understand. I'm for the loud audio. You know that.
I know, but
I can't
speak for the quiet babies. I mean, and the thing is look, I'm not going to fault Mike for this because Mike's just a individual, and it's beautiful that individuals have their own things and their own senses of humors and their own thresholds for torture.
But I'm a community.
But yeah, you're a community.
He's an individual, and I'm a community.
Yeah, you are a community. Kind of you are, because you are
made up of hundreds of people.
Kind of, because you have so many different ways of letting in things.
What? Like pores and mouth and stuff?
And anus, yeah.
Wow. Mike doesn't have all those?
No, I mean, you're like, for better or for worse, you're more acceptable. You are more accepting.
Mm. We were talking about this earlier, being like, I'm more mutable.
Yes, more mutable.
And
Mike is someone who is... He's a very strong-willed person, and he stands by his convictions, which I respect.
He's cardinal.
Fully. But the dude is like, he's got his ways, and that's that. And I respect him for it.
It's especially good.
Like, motherfucking respect.
It's especially good when you're a chameleon like me.
I'm a super chameleon.
It goes well to have a chameleon and a structured guy.
Yeah, that's why we worked so well together.
Because you can just crawl around his neck constantly, and he'll stay still for you.
And I do my best to not... hurt him.
You don't want to bite,
but
no,
you know,
nibbles.
But I am a wacky boy, and my convictions are a little weaker than his. And he's
does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't stand, my convictions can change at
maybe
a, at
I don't
a snap.
Know the definition of conviction,
and his are very strong. He's a strong-willed individual, which I love and respect. Mike, we put up an episode like fucking 3 days ago.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a little strange. Oh no, this is before. Usually my brain's a bit more refreshed before we jump in.
Oh no, I think we're doing great.
My life is so different from this.
Really?
Yeah, this was all we had. I think we were doing SourceFed at the time, maybe. This was 2016. Yeah, man. Life was different then.
Yeah,
easier,
man.
A little easier.
Really?
Yeah, so it was like, well, but I mean, look, everyone thinks that it's like so easy to just like come into an office and fuck around with your friends. I talked about this on the last episode. I don't want to get
into
this.
Well, it's one thing if you're just being talent, so to speak, like that, or if you're running an entire company.
Well, and everyone says too, like, it's easy to be an actor. All they do is they fucking read lines on camera and shit. And it's like, nah, man,
no.
There's so much more to it. You really don't get it.
Also,
like, if you want to compare like a construction worker to an actor, yeah, all right, maybe one is more physically demanding, maybe.
But it's physical versus emotional stuff, because it's
like. But
when
it's like
you
physical
do...
and emotional. Like a construction worker job is like zero emotions.
But you can't.
You're a robot. You're working and you're using your body in a physical way. When you're an actor, you are emotional and physical.
Yes, but you can't compare the physical elements.
No,
the construction
of course
worker is more physical.
Yeah, yeah, just by definition. But
right.
But that's not to say there's nothing physical involved in being.
Yeah,
an
but
actor.
That's like saying there's nothing mental involved in being a construction worker or emotional. There
that's
still
true.
Is,
that's
but
true.
We're saying one is more dominant in one area or the other, and people tend to underestimate what it feels like to be emotionally energy exhausted compared to like literal, because one of them is more you can see it and one is more you feel it.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that when I recorded this, I had a bit more free time and we were starting out doing this thing, and it was really, really a lot of fun, which is not to say it's not fun anymore, but it's just there's so much more responsibility in my life now. I'm running a business with my friends. And that's taking up 90% of my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I think so too.
I think we've covered a lot of interesting subjects so far. We've educated.
There's probably more of the babbling brook, but if we're gonna play with other bits,
let's get into playtime.
You want to hear her dimension? This one's a classic.
Is it a dimension of women only?
This one, this one is in reference to the old lady that we shouldn't make fun of anymore. But the episode is called, it's episode 13, You Can't Eat Pretzels During a Podcast. Oh no, this is, oh, this is, this is, actually, I think I found a problem here, guys. This is actually, this is talking banter. This is not What's dynamic that? Banter. Talking banter was, my bad.
Do you also have body banter that's dancing?
Okay, so talking banter. This is the first time I'm acknowledging talking banter, by the way, in the history of the EZU, the Extended Zaragoza Universe.
Oh my God.
But it's been so long and the bit's so old that fine, I'll just fucking, yes, I always knew about talking banter. Obviously, I hope you knew I always knew. But talking banter was a dynamic banter after show hosted by Brett Register and guest starring Owen Carter.
No.
Yeah.
Do they still do it? Do they still do it?
While she says this. She said no and she grabbed her titties. She's wearing a shirt. You've seen it. If you've seen it on my Instagram, the shirt has two crudely drawn boobies on it. It's just like circle, circle, dot, dot. Or semicircle, semicircle, dot, dot.
This raindrop, the rain keeps dropping.
Yeah, so there was an after show. There was an after show that they did, and Mike and I, the bit was, is Mike and I pretended to not know it existed.
But did they stop?
They stopped, yeah.
Did they close it down, or is it still there?
It ends in a really fun way if you follow chronologically. But anyway, so this is, yes.
Okay, cool.
So sorry, you guys were right. Episode 13 is the episode. You can't eat pretzels during a podcast, and the bit starts at 45 minutes in. So let's get to that right now. We start talking about the old lady and her dementia.
You would be relieved of future awkward situations.
Yeah. Hated by this woman, frankly.
So you're going to climb up her balcony?
No, I wish I knew more about why she is the way she is.
Owen's laughing in the background.
Satisfies my curiosity to know.
Owen used to lay down on that brown shit couch and
don't
listen.
Don't call it a shit couch.
It's a don't call it a comeback. Is my
wow, you should rap.
That couch belonged to my ex-wife's sister.
What?
Yeah. And that's how long that couch has been in my life.
Is that why you're okay with me bringing my ex-boyfriend's couch?
No,
into
that's
your
not
apartment?
Coming into the house. That's not coming into my apartment. We're going to throw away the shit brown couch, too, but Owen used to lay on that. Anytime Mike and I recorded dynamic banter, Owen would, like, quietly sneak over and lay down on the couch, and then he'd just listen to us record it. Aww. And sometimes we'd make fun of him, and he'd laugh in the background. But anyway, here we go. That's Owen laughing in the background.
Oh, where to look.
Uh-huh. But we're talking about
to potentially catch a moment with her.
I'd say just hang out in the lobby.
Well.
Or by the garbage.
That's a little scarier. Because if it's on my terms, I know where she is.
Yeah.
She's in a very safe distance away. Then I'll feel a little bit better about that.
Sure.
I had an encounter with her the other morning as I was leaving.
Great.
I was opening the big gate.
This is what I wait for.
Your voice
she was coming
weird.
Up to the
I think
big
I was
gate
sick.
Out of the garage.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like she was going to come in. But she wasn't going towards the small door with the handle on it. You know how some gates.
She was coming in the gate.
She was walking towards the open
garage.
She was walking towards the closed gate.
Open gate?
She was going to go through that gate.
I mean, I'm not saying she wouldn't have had
she
I
was
opened the
get
gate.
Up to the gate, then turn into liquid, and then form around the bars.
Alex
and
Mack.
Well, don't
be
ridiculous.
Again, and then
don't
go.
Be ridiculous, Mike. She would have turned into the cat.
At this point, we were creating lore for her.
Yeah.
And we said that she could, because I kept seeing this black cat around the complex.
She's definitely, what did they call it? Not an anamorph. There's a different word. Oh, it's going to kill me.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
There's a Harry Potter word for it, too.
Horcrux.
No!
Anyway, listen. So I would see this black cat in the garage walking around.
Okay.
And I came back to talk to the guys about it. And I was like, I think it's the old lady. I think she can transform into a cat. So that's what this is. That's what I'm talking about here.
So I was coming through and I was like, well, guess what? She's walking towards that closed gate. I'm going to do a nice thing and I'm going to open it right now for her.
Did it smack her in the
to
head?
To let her in.
What she has specifically not done for you many, many times.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to walk up, like I would have, one time I had a bunch of shit in my hands. I was carrying a bunch of stuff. I was struggling. And I like barely got the door open and I like opened it
and
she came towards and I was like, oh, hey, like, can you help? And she just turned around and walked the other way.
Wait, is this is the
no,
wizard
this is not,
one.
This is the wizard. Yeah.
Oh.
This is the scary woman. Yes. Okay. The balcony lady.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
That's how I work, Mike. I take the high road.
Sure.
I don't like to, I think karma
is a bitch.
Might be a real thing.
Which is funny because you were in your car.
Yeah, ma.
Yeah.
So I open the gate for her.
That's how Carmel
works. And she comes right through it.
Listen to this.
And then I start driving towards the open gate, and she's coming towards my car, and she starts to walk around the right side of my car, the passenger side.
Lifts up your car.
And lifts up her
skirt. Takes me to her dimension. So I can see the hell she deals with.
She lives in the car.
So I can see what she's working with on the daily.
Takes me to her dimension.
Brings
what
me
kind of upside down terrible shit's happening in her dimension.
Grabs my car with both hands, drags me off to her dimension.
All right, that's enough of that one.
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
I think her dimension is incredible.
No way.
Yes. And that's why that's why she hates this dimension.
She has no teeth, Alana.
This dimension.
What could be happening in her dimension?
In her dimension, she can eat all the candy she wants and her teeth are fine. So then when she comes here, she's like, oh, fuck. They all fall out. I think it's a comparison. This dimension
is worse for her. What about her fucking hump, her scary hump?
She just doesn't know how to handle being in the earthly dimension.
Why would she ever come back to this dimension?
She's got a physical body. I don't care what you say. That's what I think.
All right.
But I hope you agree with me because I'm a chameleon. And
I certainly
need
don't. Episode 20 is called Duck for President.
Okay.
And in this episode, a famous bit titled I Said was originated.
I feel like I've heard this in
I think people listening to this know what we're talking about, what I'm talking about. So let's go to 9 minutes and 30 seconds into the episode. And we'll check out what's going on.
Zest?
Yeah.
I would say fuck the PlayStation VR. I want a cartoon buddy.
All right.
I want a friend who's a cartoon.
Would you replace me on the podcast with a cartoon buddy?
No, but I would very much be into the idea of having it be a co-host.
If Foghorn Leghorn was real and he was interested in taking my spot.
Do you know who Foghorn Michaels. Do you know who Foghorn Leghorn is?
I need a quick refresher. Like, I know, but I don't remember.
He's the big rooster. He comes in and he says, I said.
Got it.
For the podcast, would you let him?
Nah, he's too big. I'm scared of him.
He's kind of racist, right?
He's a little racist.
Yeah, watch his mouth.
Plus, I can't handle his speech impediment, his stutter.
Yeah. The podcast.
He'd be like, wow, I love that E.T. over there. I said, I love that E.T. I said. Thanks, Foghorn. I said. Yeah, I heard what you said. In fact, we all know what you said.
Hey, Foghorn, you want to, should we kick it to like a History Road or...
Well, of course. Here I go. I'm going to read this History Road. Well, I said.
Steve's the one who usually reads the
I said. Roads.
Maybe we should let him take.
Oh, I insist. Let me read these History Roads. I said.
Foghorn, why don't you take care of the sponsor for this week?
This episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Harry's I said razors. Don't forget to type in the promo code at the end. BBBBB. I said.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
Why is his name Foghorn Leghorn?
I think it's just a take on kind of like an old, good old boy. He's got like a nickname, old Foghorn. Foghorn Leghorn. I don't know. There might be more to it than that, but that's what I'm thinking it is. Episode 24. We won't do all of these because we should save some for Mike when Mike's on. But episode 24, Becomes a Large Man. Has the Tom Hanks becomes a large man joke. You've seen the movie Big.
Oh, baby, yeah.
Love that movie.
Love that movie.
At 2 minutes in, we start talking about Big. Let's hear that.
I don't remember the name of one particular movie.
Yeah, the Tom Hanks one where he magically wishes to be a big man
and he's a boy.
Yeah.
And he becomes a big man.
Becomes a big man, I think it's called.
Tom Hanks, colon, becomes a big man.
Tom Hanks in becomes a big man.
Tom Hanks stars in
becomes
Tom Hanks becomes a big man.
Oh, the whole movie is called, the title of the movie is Tom Hanks becomes a big man.
That's
a spoiler, isn't it? Well, the title's already a spoiler.
That's before they knew to not spoil the movie in the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a list here of all the working titles for Big.
Oh.
And I think we both have access to it. So let's just go down the list of alternate titles.
How inclusive of me to include Mike in that bit? Because obviously I didn't have that list in front of me. It was an improv
date. You didn't have that list?
No, that's a secret, an industry secret. There was no list. It was all off the top of our heads. If you can believe it. What follows is absolutely improv, if you can believe it.
You should make a show called Absolutely Improv, but if you can believe it.
Listen, I could have just been like, I've got a list right here, and I'm going to read them all to you, Mike. Here we go. Sit down in silence and listen to me do a funny bit. No, but instead I was like, I have a list here, and you have access to it as well, some magical way. And we're going to read off the working titles of Big.
But you also can make fun of him that way and hear his funny interjections.
That's true, but I decided it would be more fun if we both came up with titles. And that's why I love Mike so much, because he could come up with so many good ones.
What a sweet.
Such as?
Alternate.
For the Tom Hanks movie Big, directed by Penny Marshall.
That was directed by Penny Marshall?
Yeah, Penny Marshall directed that.
Interesting.
She's great.
Who do you think named it? Who's the screenwriter?
I don't know who wrote it, actually, and that's a terrible thing. I should know that.
Because there are too many working titles. That was a working screenwriter.
Well, it's one of those movies where it's like, it's absolutely perfect.
Uh-huh.
I think it's perfect. I love Big. It's one of my favorite movies. I'm not even joking. It's in like maybe my top... It's in my top 100, I'd say, for sure.
So we should start going down the list.
Yeah.
This is fun information.
Hold on, we need to know who wrote it. Oh, Gary Ross.
Gary Ross wrote all these working titles?
Gary Ross wrote Big.
Just get
Gary
to the Ross bit already, you son of a bitch.
Pleasantville.
No one cares who wrote Big.
Movie. That's the black and white
one. That is
nerd.
The black and white
until,
one.
Shut up, you fucking
spoiler
nerd.
Spoiler alert. It's not anymore.
Well, nobody cares. That was the working title for that one.
No one cares who wrote Pleasantville.
This one's black and white until it's not anymore. Starring Jeff Daniels.
Wait for it. Color, starring Jeff Daniels.
Don't worry, this one's not all black and white, starring Jeff Daniels.
Before you tune out, starring Jeff Daniels.
Here's an alternate title for the movie Big, starring Tom Hanks. As you're aware, it's a film about a young boy who makes a wish and becomes a big man. One of the working titles was Large Man.
Look who's... Larger Now, starring Tom Hanks.
Boy becomes large due to magic in the movie. Just in case they were confused.
The Gathering.
Magic the Gathering.
Tom Hanks is, ooh, that's a big boy.
Side effects of magic. Tom Hanks.
That is one of the titles here on the list.
Careful,
Side Effects of Magic.
Careful What You Wish For, starring a large man.
Well, there's another one called Beware of Magic. Starring a large man. Beware of Magic is my favorite Tom Hanks movie. You remember that one? When he plays the large piano? Giant piano player.
Giant piano man. The newest large piano man. Directed by Penny Marshall.
Who let this large piano man into town?
Chopsticks, starring a large Tom Hanks.
Big Tom Hanks was another working title.
We're getting closer.
Giant Tom Hanks is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also my favorite punk band.
Zoltar and Tom, directed by Penny Marshall.
An Inconvenient Magic Side Effect.
All right, that's up. I'm done doing clip show stuff. It's really good, though. Thank you to whoever made this fucking list. Holy shit. This is so great. I'm going to go through this with Mike. There's also the two-horn born boy, John Dongle. The first History Road theme song, Gallbladder Jones.
Whoa.
That was with Mackenzie Stith.
Gallbladder Jones.
What was that sound? Oh, man, what was that sound might be good. Summer Boys. Oh, my God. What a bit.
Sounds like you just remembered a childhood show.
This episode, What's Wrong with Steve This Time? That's one of my favorite episodes. That one got, yeah, because I was making a lot of weird coughing sounds in that one. What's Wrong with Steve This Time? All right, let's do, this is the last one we'll do, and then we got to do some sponsors.
Okay.
What's Wrong with Steve This Time? 1630 is when we talk about Summer Boys. What a great bit. All right, let's do that.
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh, you're going to love it, Alana. This is great because I get to catch you up on some of this crazy shit,
yeah,
too.
I would rather know about the horn one.
Horn born boy?
Yeah, because everybody says it to me.
I know.
I forgot.
So here's what I'm showing you guys right now on the stream.
Stop talking about the stream.
I'll stop talking about the stream as soon as I...
Oh, we used
to stream.
This
is what the new
stuff.
Horn looks like. For those of you that don't know, but Mike, I'm going to give you a little... I'm going to break the news to you.
Don't not sound like a shotgun if you're going to look like that. Three muskets.
Oh, it's the big,
three
the one
muskets
that's all built.
Tears.
Hong Kong?
We're in.
Mm. It's a summer room.
It's a summer room, and we're a couple of summer boys.
Oh, this is great.
That was my favorite band of the 60s.
The Summer Boys.
We're the
Summer Boys.
Summer Boys.
Summer Boys.
Summer Boys.
Hey, everybody in the van, who's got the beach ball? We're the Summer Boys.
I got the Summer Boy ball.
The Summer Boy ball. Did you guys ever... oh, of course Summer Boys got a Z on the end. The guy in the back seat.
The lowest voice.
He's the lowest voice. Yeah, he's got... Because he got to get those low boy voices in there.
Boy, little boys. Little boys.
Remember that song, Little Boys? It was an answer to California Girls.
You can say little boys.
Little boys.
With the deepest man's voice.
Voice like that.
It's a little scary. The amount of reverb on his voice when he said little boys, that part was the scariest.
I think it's summer. I think it's pronounced summer.
Summer boys.
Okay, so so here's, I'm going to break it to you. I've already broken in the horn.
Okay.
I broke it in on my other podcast.
That's not the end,
Mike,
of Summer Boys.
On the, it feels like the first time.
Oh, 1930.
Show.
How do you break it in a horn?
I broke it in. I torn it.
That's a.
Here we go.
Oh, the little boy.
Oh, little boy.
I don't like the second one.
It's hornets.
That's a cartoon gun.
It seriously
you
looks
shoot
like a
foghorn leghorn with that gun.
Summer
it's,
boys.
Summer boys. Little boys.
I don't like the second one.
We're going on the beach and we're checking out all the
little boys
running in the sand, and it feels so nice because we're here for
little boys.
He's still in the band after
the
that?
Summer is beautiful and so nice, and the sun shines down on the little boys. All the little boys running in the sand. So many little boys, and I can't understand why there's little boys all over the beach.
There's no way. There's no way. The rest of the band would just keep playing. If those lyrics were being sung, there's not a band in the world who would be like, yeah, we're killing it.
Look, man, there's little boys on the beach. Hold on a second. Let's talk about facts.
So
really
that,
can we talk about some facts?
That was before the world was a horrible place.
I think so, man. It was a simpler time, Mike. It was a simpler time. Dude, let's talk about some facts. I want you to say true or false.
Okay. I know where this is going.
You ready for
this?
Okay. True or false? The summer is a wonderful time to go to the beach.
It's true. I'm not gonna argue with you. You can find no argument here.
True or false?
Uh huh.
There's almost there's almost no greater feeling. of sand on a summer day at the beach.
That's two truths. That's two truths.
Here's my one.
Sometimes the sand's a little hot.
Sometimes the sand's a little hot, but I'll tell you what. There's almost no greater feeling than running around on the beach on a summer's day. Here's my last one for you.
Yeah.
There are sometimes little boys on the beach. True or false?
I haven't partook in any census, any kind of...
I'm just saying sometimes. I'm not saying every time you go to the beach there are little boys. I'm asking you... If you think, as if you can perceive a summer's beach day,
let me picture it.
Picture a beautiful summer. Picture a June, mid-June, California beach.
June like 16th.
Sure, 16th, 17th. It's a Saturday. Think about all the beautiful people there. Think about all the boys and girls. Think about there's adults.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a lot of adults.
The one I'm picturing, mostly adult.
Okay.
I'm going to say 98%.
Okay. I don't need percentages for this next portion.
You
but
begged me for percentages.
I begged you earlier, but I won't beg again. Never again. But sometimes there's little boys on the beach.
Okay. Sure.
There's a simpler time.
Yeah.
There's
a simpler time. I was one.
Sometimes I was a little boy on the beach.
Put it on his shirt.
Sometimes I was, remember that Summer Boys album, Sometimes I Was a Little Boy on the Beach?
Summer Boys. Do you think if we made like unisex shirts?
Did you make
Sometimes
them?
I was a little boy on the beach?
Do you guys want one? And, yes. And a men girl's, and women would, would buy
I think so. I think so.
Oh, that good t-shirt.
All right.
I don't want this horn to go off.
Dude, you don't want this
Do
horn to go off.
Do people evacuate when this
Here's
horn
the
goes
thing.
Off?
Here's why you don't want this horn to go off. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking about it.
When does when do we go little
legs?
Oh,
that's
it has nothing to do with what you're thinking or music. And on its own. Build around the horn.
Horns only.
This is a tough one for me. Had a lot going on. I do remember
set. It was set thing, but I like very much wanted to.
Yeah.
Sorry. Respond.
I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
At one point, we start singing about tiny legs, little shorts. Unless it's a different episode. Tiny boys.
Little shorts.
Little shorts. Tiny socks.
Socks at the beach?
Well, sometimes you gotta have socks on the beach. All right. Anyway, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff in here. Thank you so much, whoever did this. I think I said their name like three times already, and I keep saying whoever did this.
Thank you so much, whoever.
The Birth of Mortimer, we got that. I'd Let That Bassline Come on My Back. Open Eyes, Close Eyes. Kevin Hart Woke Up My Whole Family.
Oh, I know that one.
Anyway, all right, let's do some sponsors really quick.
Okay.
You can use me as an example for a candy addiction. You can use me as an example for a candy addiction. You can.
Guys, our first sponsor today is Squarespace. Mike and I love Squarespace. We use it. Mike has MikeFalzone.com is a Squarespace site. What can you do with Squarespace? Well, you can create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a website. You can showcase your work. You can blog or publish your content. Sell products and services of all kinds. Promote your physical or online business. Announce an upcoming event or special project. And more, and Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates, created by world-class designers. A powerful e-commerce functionality lets you sell anything online, and the ability to customize the look, feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks, guys. And everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. You don't have to install any software or know too much about computers. You can do it all from your phone. Alana's dancing, and it's very distracting. Also, there's built-in search engine optimization, free and secure hosting, nothing to patch or upgrade ever, and there's that 24/7 award-winning customer support. Guys, it's so easy. You just go to squarespace.com/banter. That's squarespace.com/banter. Get a free trial, and when you're ready to launch that website, use the offer code BANTER and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Guys, that's squarespace.com/banter. Keep dreaming, but make it a reality with a website from Squarespace. Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful dance. I wish I could share it with the world.
Too bad I can't.
All right. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
Thank you, Sora.
This might not be high energy enough. This track is called Beach, and it's not high energy.
It's not high at all. This is called Beach?
No, that what the other one was called Beach.
Oh.
Ooh, that's a nice one. There we go. I like this one. Guys, our next sponsor. Quip. Quip is our next sponsor. I love Quip. Quip goes into my mouth every day.
Yes.
Quip is a toothbrush. But not just any toothbrush. It's basically the Apple product of toothbrushes.
Yeah.
It's so stylish and wonderful. Now, one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it right!
Ugh!
Well, Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers and was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. They've got those sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums. No.
Yum.
People brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. But a Quip toothbrush has a built-in 2-minute timer, which pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides in your mouth, helping guide a full and even clean in your mouth. Up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. A multi-use cover mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brushing. Whenever I travel, I take my Quip toothbrush with me. It's space-aged. I can suction it right onto the wall, and it looks like a cool prop from a sci-fi movie. It's a really great brush. And guys, check this out. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months. You will get new brush heads for just $5. The thing is you don't really know when to change out your toothbrush. You're just like, oh, these bristles look like they worn down. Maybe I'll throw it in the trash now. Maybe it wasn't ready.
Fuck. Maybe it was too late.
Guess what? Quip knows what to do, and they'll send you new bristles every 3 months. And Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews.
Fuck, that's nice.
I love Quip, and you'll love Quip. That's the bottom line. So why don't you go to getquip.com/banter and get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. And Quip starts at just $25. That's so crazy good. I'm not even kidding you guys. Trust me. Once you get this package in the mail, it's fun. I'm not even kidding.
It's
the packaging
one less thing
is
to make decisions about.
Yes.
They talk about how that's what smart people do who like make Facebook and stuff is they just have less decisions
they
throughout the day.
They automate these decisions.
They automate the simple shit so automate they can the put their shit. Mind to what matters.
That's what Quip does. So guys, if you go to getquip.com/banter, you're going to get your first refill pack for free. That's, I think it's like a large toothpaste, a travel size toothpaste, a couple of brush heads.
Toothpaste.
You get the toothbrush itself, obviously. You get that super sweet cover. You can suction onto the mirror there. So yeah, check that out at getquip.com/banter. That's getquip.com/banter. Get Quip. Check it out. It's a good one. All right. Thank you, Quip.
Yes.
All right.
Back to the sniffs.
Yeah, I got the sniffles real bad. I'm on the end of this cold that I got from all those disgusting... those disgusting, talented people I was working with on the Rocky Horror Hipster Show. What a fun time. You came to every show.
You got sinned.
Was that weird to come to every show?
No, why would that be weird? Weird how?
Because it's the same, weird it's the same show every time.
It's not. It's a live show. It's different every time.
I guess that's true.
It's not like I watched a video four times in a row.
I switched up some lines sometimes.
You put on a thing in your pants the
I
last
did,
time.
I did on the last performance. You're right. On the
that
last performance,
nice.
there's this like terrifyingly gigantic dildo.
Drill deeb.
It's huge.
It's the size of. It's as thick as a child's thigh. It looks like a child's
I'd
leg.
Say more than a child. I'd say like maybe like.
Maybe what age is
I'd
the child?
I'd say like an overweight 9-year-old's leg.
Just the thigh
the full
half of the
leg.
From knee to hip?
From knee to hip.
Knee to hip.
9-year-old that's overweight.
9-year-old overweight knee to hip
yeah.
leg. Yeah.
That's how thick and big that boy is.
10 C's thick.
You
thick.
Couldn't fit it into a normal pair of boys'
hole.
Shorts.
You couldn't fit it into a normal hole.
You couldn't. No way could you fit that in a normal hole. And by the way, we would look at that thing backstage and be like, this is not a functional thing, is it? And
whose hole does
absolutely
this enter?
Absolutely it's functional.
Really? You tried it?
Of course I tried it.
Did it work?
I mean, what do you mean by work?
What do you mean?
Did it pleasure me?
Yeah.
No. Did it fit? Yes. It was huge. It was not a good thing.
Did you poop right out?
I can't even imagine what it would be like inserting that thing. We were talking about it backstage, and we were like, no one's using this for fun. Someone's being paid to use. If you ever use something like that, either you're being paid to or forced to use it.
I think 100% it rips whatever it tries to enter.
I don't know about that.
I would...
Women have babies, and they don't get rips.
Yeah.
You use enough lube.
No, most women, I think, I don't know the percentage, but I would guess something close to 90% of women rip when they have babies. It's like a known thing. You're going to rip.
Sometimes it'll rip right to your
rip
butthole.
Rip Van Winkle.
Did you know that?
Yes, I do.
It'll rip open and you'll make your butthole and your vagina one thing.
I
which
know.
I hear helps.
What? That part.
It makes, it just, because you
helps
know how,
who?
Remember how we were talking about automating the simple things?
Yeah.
Imagine being able to pee and poop out of one hole and have
the
sex.
The urethra
you
isn't even
have,
the vagina
listen,
that you're ripping between.
You can have sex, have a baby, poop, and pee out of the same
Do
one hole.
Do you want
hole.
Those at the same time?
I don't know. Let's ask someone.
All right, let's call a caller. Call an ex.
Guys, use the phone number 1-800-MY-BABY-BIG-HOLE.
My baby big hole.
My very big hole.
Please spell that.
189D baby hole. Yeah, so anyway, I found a way to have that thing come out of the zipper of my pants, and then I went out on stage for the second act.
It was a nice little wiggle. So
and
flop,
there's a scene where my character, Dr. Scott, is under Frankenfurter's control.
Yes.
And he's made us all... he's made us all, well, in some ways, yeah, but he's made us all come in touch with our sexual sides.
Frankenfurter has made everyone come in touch with their wild and free sexual sides.
Right. And so.
And Dr. Scott is like a buttoned up, suit wearing,
super tight laced,
older gentleman.
Doctor.
Republican for sure.
I don't think we need to talk politics here. And then he basically, the scene is he comes up to the microphone while everyone's having this orgy, essentially. And he rips open his shirt and he's got fishnets on underneath and he's like in touch with his sexuality. And so on the last performance, I rip open my shirt and I've got the fishnets. But then I had this like apron down by my junk and I rip the apron off and the giant dildo just flops out. And I also have that hanging out. And so for the rest of the show, I'm just
singing,
flopping around on stage.
Singing and
with
dancing
this thing.
With all your glitter.
Yeah, it was great.
With a big floppy.
I was hitting a friend in the boob with it.
Mm-hmm. And you also hit Frankenfurter in the face.
I hit Frankenfurter in the face. Everybody loved it. It was great fun.
Unfortunately, it's not safe for Instagram.
It was well. I got consent though, so I'll give you that much. okay, so let's read a History Road, and then let's get out of here. I'm sorry that this seems like we didn't get to do much with you on this episode, Alana. Are you upset about that?
I'm pissed off. I've been pissed off for years.
I've been pissed off. It's not that great.
I done pissed off my pants. What if you peed so hard you peed off your pants?
You blasted off your pants.
Blasted
from piss.
Them right off.
Wow.
I bet you could blast off a panty.
History. History.
I'm looking for a good one here. Oh.
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 Oh. Yes.
All right, this history road comes from... You know what? Actually, I'm going to dig deeper. It's been a while since I've gone back.
Dig down deep.
This is from Emma Hawkins. The history road is titled, "The Story of How I Broke Everything."
Okay.
Hey there, BB boys. I have to preface this history road with the fact that this is 100% true, and I am normally a rather quiet person at school. With that being said, let's begin. I always listen to podcasts at school. Okay, well, that's not a good idea. So I don't have to listen to the fucking idiots I'm surrounded by on the daily during the day. Okay, well, you're not listening during class, though.
I hope not.
You're listening so, like, in your free time.
What are you going for if you ain't going to pass any class or...
Stay in school, please. Dynamic banter is my favorite, and when I'm caught up, I go back and re-listen to my favorites. Aww, you sweet thing. So I was re-listening to my two absolute favorites, the Open Eyes, Close Eyes episode, and the episode where the crazy lady in Steve's apartment tries to take you into her dimension,
mm-hmm.
which we listened to just a second ago. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my study hall, which by its name indicates you have to be quiet. You can probably tell where the story is going. Anywho, I was listening and trying not to laugh out loud because you BB-buies are real good at tickling the funny bone. I was trying so hard not to laugh, I started crying because it was so funny. But wait, there's more. I was no longer laughing at the podcast. I was laughing at the fact that everyone was staring at this strange creature wheezing and trying not to draw attention to herself by laughing, but in turn drawing more attention to herself. I was still losing my shit at the podcast and had started snorting. I then remembered how much gravity fucking hates me because I realized my chair was no longer where my chair should be and I was falling. I tried to catch myself, but in the process, I knocked not only my chair over, but also my desk. The desk next to mine and the chair next to mine. And upon impact, I literally broke my ass. Seriously, I had to sit on an inflatable donut for 2 weeks so my coccyx could heal. Oh my God. That was my story of how I got sucked into y'all's dimension. Broke my ass, embarrassed myself, made a huge ass mess in the middle of my study hall, and was sent to the guidance office to check my mental state.
No, that's great.
Rest in peace, DBDB's DB. Wow, Emma.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm
sorry for the pain.
Maybe we need a disclaimer. You may laugh so hard you'll break your coccyx.
You should. Okay. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Emma, that you hurt yourself. I wish we could send... We should have a dynamic banter seat donut. Inflatable seat donut, in case you break your butt laughing. The DBDB.
I love that.
Dynamic banter donut. The DBD.
Butt donut.
The DBBD.
The DBBD.
The dynamic banter butt donut.
Yeah.
DBBD.
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 Wow, Emma, I'm so sorry, but I'm not at the same time. How about one more real quick? You want to do
That's
one more?
That's incredible. Yes, please.
Beth Tolman Glace says a little history road. Hey, Lee boys, this is my history road. My grandfather was an interesting man, not the sweet old man type you think of, but also not the angry get off my lawn type either. He often did very absent-minded things. Oak.
Like climbing oak trees?
For example, made himself a toasted cheese sandwich for lunch and didn't take the plastic off the cheese.
Oh.
He ate it without realizing.
Holy shit.
Oh.
I don't want to get old, man. I'm going to do shit like that all the time. I already do like little things that are like, wow, what an idiot. Like, you know how like
everyone
when you
ha-
you know how you have
things.
Like your keys in one hand and you have trash in the other hand
and
you
throw
your keys
the
in the
one.
Trash?
Yeah.
That's the beginnings of what kind of old person you're going to be. You're going to do that all the time and you're not going to know.
Yeah, but then get on your health
well,
and you fix it up.
All right. Yeah, I know.
You're talking to the wrong person.
I know you've got your answers, but it's not for everybody.
Well, I'm not saying everything becomes perfect, but I'm saying you work on things
and
make
it
a lot better.
You can help a little bit of it.
Way more than a little.
All right, all right. We'll talk. Well, you know what? We'll have you on and we'll have you talk health on another
I would
one.
Love to. I'm
you
a
do that?
Very obsessive and nerdy.
Maybe
about
you can
health
talk
things.
To Mike and I about health. You want to do that?
Yeah, but I don't want, I mean, if you don't want it, I don't want to pressure
but
anyone.
Do you feel,
I'm all about
you
make your own choice.
Do you feel
go for you, baby.
Confident enough that you could give advice that people might follow?
I could give solid generalizations advice.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And I'd
then
be
we
like,
should do that.
If you want specifics, figure your specific. Because I think each
right.
body
well,
is very
different.
Well,
obviously you can't give specifics, but
right.
you can
but
give.
But I can give
okay,
good
I
generals.
See what you're saying. Okay, well, then we'll have you on with Mike sometime. We'll talk about it.
I can be a general in an army.
10 years ago, he went to see a movie by himself. This was highly unusual. He came back in a foul mood, and we all asked why.
Uh-oh.
He told us he went to see the movie Zach and Miri Make a Porno, you know, the Seth Rogen rom-com, and was pissed off because it wasn't a straight-up actual porno.
Oh, my God. His grandfather!
He was also annoyed because he asked the small teenage boy behind the counter if he could receive senior's discount on what he thought was a porno, and they refused. My family is so thankful that he never realized there was free porn on the internet because that would have been a mess.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I love him.
Lots of love to you boys. Thanks for always making me do the giggles, Beth. Thank you, Beth. What a wonderful history road.
I wish I knew his name.
Yeah, I wish I could talk to him. I'll show him Pornhub. You don't want that. You're going to walk in on your grandpa jerking off. I don't know if there's anything worse than that. What's worse? Walking in on, I know you're an only child. Walking in on
Try me.
Grandpa jerking off or your brother jerking off?
Brother.
You really think so?
Yes, because I think
you have a closer relationship with
your
brother.
I think your grandpappy's a little older and a little more like gee, and you can kind of like secretly sneak back out, or you can kind of be like pretend you didn't really see and he'll believe you, you know? But if it's your brother, he's like sharp enough to be like, "Oh fuck, I know you saw." Don't fucking play with
me. I think I would be fine with either.
I opened my father's porn in front of him. Do you want my history?
Oh, yeah, you told
that?
Me that. That's right. You said you opened up a laptop and it was on and then you closed it.
He needed my help on his laptop and I was there with my boyfriend at the time who was the son of a preacher.
This podcast is over. I don't need you talking about other boyfriends.
Like
over
a
here.
Religious
use your own
child.
Podcast to talk about your other boyfriends.
And I opened his computer to help him with the problem. He asked me to help. And right on there was his iPhoto whatever thing. So it's pictures he saved to his computer.
Oh, it was pictures.
Pictures he'd saved to his computer.
What a dad.
And in his like photo file, not just in a file, in his like photo app.
There was porn inside there.
And it was just like all these Asian ladies like sexy out.
Were they hot?
I didn't really look that long. I mean, the general, they were so typical, like Asian lady posing in a perfectly lit room that it didn't specifically
like modern looking Asian ladies.
Hot.
Or did it look like it could be like from the 90s?
I don't think it was old.
Because I find that like
the moment immediately switched to this is what's happening right now. Fix it. Figure it out. It was not like let's take a look at my picture.
Who the
right
fuck
now.
Jerks? Who jerks off to pictures?
Maybe he just likes to look at them.
I know, but it's so old-fashioned. It's so old-fashioned to jerk off to pictures. There's video out there, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
There's
well,
GIFs.
A picture can, like...
You could jerk off to a GIF.
Start your interest.
Yeah, not
you...
for me.
Oh, okay.
I need something. I need movement. I'm not a 13-year-old boy anymore. I'm sorry.
I just set up a nude photo shoot for your birthday, though. It
sorry, it's not going to work for me.
Imagine if I gave you nude pictures for your birthday.
If it's
of
you,
me.
If it's you, but okay, hold on a second.
And you were just like, "This is trash."
Hold
and
on.
Threw it away.
If you made me like a coffee table book or like a calendar and you went off and you took like sexy pictures of you dressed as like some of my favorite characters. Like you did sexy Dr. Zaius.
Nudettes.
You did sexy Tom Hanks from Big.
Oh.
On the piano.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd love that. I wouldn't jerk off to it, but I'd love it.
Okay.
I wouldn't jerk off to it because I can have sex with you.
What if I was out of town?
I'd find you. To have sex with you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter today. Mike Falzone sends his regards. He's a busy boy, and we just couldn't make the schedule work out today, so I took care of the episode today with my lovely girlfriend, Alana. Thank you so much, Alana, for subbing in for Mike. You helped me out a lot today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm sorry we didn't get to learn more about you on the podcast, but we'll have you back, and we'll talk about some health stuff, which I think would be really cool.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Maybe if Mike's down. Otherwise, we'll wait till Mike can't do it again, and then you and I will do it.
Okay.
You got anything to plug? You can plug your Twitter and your Instagram or something.
My social medias are all Love Alana Chan.
Love Alana Chan. A-L-A-N-A Alana.
N-C-H-A-N Chan. And if you don't know how to spell love, come on.
Eat a butt about it. Okay, let's see. What do I have to plug here? The Valley Folk on Patreon, patreon.com/thevalleyfolk. If you want to be a patron of The Valley Folk, we have a bunch of really cool stuff for patrons, a lot of cool perks, like bloopers for a lot of our stuff only our patrons get to see. And there's some really, really, really good ones from the Halloween episode and also some Dude Baguli bloopers coming up that you're going to absolutely fucking love. Oh, we have a show in New York coming up.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York on December 16th, Sunday.
Is it 16th?
Sunday, December 16th, yeah. Oh,
okay.
You can get your tickets at Ticketfly. You just type in The Valley Folk. I believe they're $25 advanced and $30 at the door. But it's going to be really, really, really cool. I think I might do a Santa Steve thing. I don't know. I'm not going to make any surprise, or I'm not going to make any promises.
I'm not going to make any baby.
I'm not going to make any babies. But there definitely will be music and laughter and fun and all that good stuff. So come to see us in New York City. It'll be all Christmassy.
Christmas cheer.
We'll bring some Christmas cheer Sunday, December 16th at the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. So come see us all there. It's going to be great. Alana will be there.
I'm going to
meet
there.
Alana if you want.
You know how, you might not know this, Katy Perry's sister, when she has concerts, she's like some kind of manager level with her. I don't know. Uh-huh. When she has concerts, she goes around and finds people who are dressed really like Katy Perry crazy. Uh-huh. And she gives them passes to like go up on stage for this one song.
Wow.
Isn't that cute? But I feel like I'm like the Katy Perry sister of your Valley Folk. Like, if
so
there's
what
a thing,
would you like to do?
I don't know.
You come up with something.
Well, you got to tell me what you would want for the show. I've never seen your live shows.
Like, maybe if someone comes up to you and says Quasim,
then that's a thing.
Then that's like,
but
a,
it's like the first
code.
10 or something.
Yeah, the
you
first
can't
10
everybody.
People who say Quasim.
But what
to
do they
you.
Get? Are you going to have like merch that you can give away?
Yeah, or maybe you can. Maybe they come up on stage for a bit or something.
Yeah, can you? You have bits involving.
We'll see. I'll talk to the guys about that because I think that's
fun.
Really sweet, and I like that.
And
lot.
I have to be like wearing a specific hat or something so they know.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's really fun and neat. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. As always, check out MikeFalzone.com for Mike's comedy stand-up stuffs. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dynamic Banter YouTube channel. You just search for the channel Dynamic Banter. I know there's another one on YouTube that's someone that's not us. There's one that's very obviously us. Mm-hmm. So I might send a thing to ask that person to take that down at
or
some point.
Or change their name up or something.
Or change the name or something. But yeah, we've got our official YouTube channel up, so check that out. Mike will be posting episodes and clips there, and we'd love to feature your Dynamic Banter things,
Clippies.
Your animations, your clips, your music, whatever there. So just submit those to dynamicbanter@gmail.com or reddit.com/r/dynamicbanter, which you can also find the Dynamic Banter bits glossary from the wiki page, which I think is a very useful, wonderful thing.
I love that. It just sounds good. Bits glossary. I don't know why that
it's
sounds
so, cool.
so good.
So cool. It really shows how funny we are and also how not consistently funny we are because it's like, sometimes we do some good bits and the rest of the time it's like, it's an episode.
No. You guys are always making me laugh.
Well, you're very sweet, and you have to say that.
I know, I'm not girlfriend. Alone.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for submitting your history, Rhodes. If you'd like to submit yours, you can submit those to dynamicbanter@gmail.com, and also check out our Instagram on Dynamic Banter. We could see the address for our P.O. box if you want to send us some gifts or little trinkets and such. And I'm going to be shutting that down soon, and then you guys can just send your Dynamic Banter stuff to the Valley Folk P.O. box, which I'll shout out at some point. But I think it's also on our Instagram bio. On the Valley Folks Instagram page. All right, well, guys, thank you so much. Alana, thank you so much,
thank
you sweet
so much.
Angel.
This is so fun.
You're so fun, you little sweet petite peach.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening, and now goodbye.
Bye. That was a HeadGum Podcast.